What happened next was completely unplanned. The lighted cigar tumbled out of his hand. It fell to the ground and it started a fire. Betty screamed, "Help!" as the flames flickered higher. But Reginald Rake said,
"I'd better be off."
And he bounded away with a terrible cough. Then suddenly, who should appear on the farm but Harry O'Hay with a pail in his arm.
"Betty!"
cried Harry.
"My own future wife!"
He poured on the water and saved Betty's life.
His heart was racing, and yet he couldn't move. He felt paralysed. As he took in large gulps of air, he noticed the stench permeating the room. It was the stench of rotting flesh, decomposing remains of the countless victims it had taken. The lights in the room began to dim. His body weakened. He knew his time had come.